We're in an empty warehouse in Manchester. The roller derby team, Pandora's Pinups, hold their regular practices here. They're one of three teams that make up the Manch Vegas Roller Girls. In their bouts, the pinups wear short shorts or pleated skirts, bright fishnets and cut-off t-shirts, plus padding and helmets. Their derby names are printed on the back of their uniforms.
Got my real name. My real name is Katrina.
Ariel Duffy.
Kina Abraham.
Kayla Murphy.
I'm also known as Kira Fight Me.
Emily Beckerson.
By Gretchen Vomit.
Twisted Milkshake.
My roller derby name is Chick Annery. I'm just a word nerd. I know some people get it, some people need a dictionary.
During the bout, each team uses five players at a time. There's a jammer who scores the points. There's a pivot who sets the pace. And the other three are blockers who shield their jammer from the opposing team. Most of the girls are in their 20s, though others are in their 30s. Some are even moms. A hair salon owner who bouts under the name Twisted Milkshake brings her daughter to practices.
Yanni, we call her, but her derby name is Little Itch, and she's 12. 12.5 is her number for the first time she ever jams with us.
While roller derby is a hobby for them, they lead far different lives off the rink.
I am kind of an odd jobber extraordinaire.
I'm a hairdresser. I own a salon.
Consigning.
Freelance modeling.
House renovations.
I'm a pharmacy technician.
Turbo gardening.
I am a student worker at Southern New Hampshire University.
Anything you need.
Manchester's roller derby scene has been active since 2007, but the sport has grown in popularity. Gretchen Vomet, one of the team's leaders, joined about 2 years ago.
Got into it just wanting a productive athletic outlet and wanting a real sport for grown-up women. I feel like this goes past that company softball team or bowling league. It's a real sport and, competitive.
But even if it is a real sport, she says roller derby is viewed as an underdog in the sports world.
I mean, anything that isn't NBA or professional, hockey, baseball, or football really is kind of an underdog thing, and yeah, I'd say we fall into that.
You wouldn't expect to turn on ESPN and see a roller derby bout. The teams advertise online and with posters and flyers. Sometimes it's just through word of mouth. That's how Emily Deckerson heard about it.
I have a friend who plays, and she was telling my sister about it, and my sister was telling me, saying, isn't that crazy, she must be insane. And I said, that sounds awesome.
Some girls have skated since childhood, like Twisted Milkshake and freelance model and student Kara Fightley. Other players are new to the sport, and some are even trying out for the first time. But the game is not without risk. Injuries are commonplace.
Broke my collarbone.
Prolonged knee injuries. Recently, I fractured a rib.
Fractured my collarbone. Dislocated my shoulder.
I actually have a shattered wrist that I had rebuilt last year.
Many players say the sisterhood that develops among the teammates makes the dangers of the sport worthwhile. And if you're considering getting involved, Gretchen Vomet suggests that you don't put it off.
Get in the sooner the better, because the way the sport is picking up, it's only getting more and more competitive, and it's great to, have your skates wet, so to speak, before the sport really takes off.
For word of mouth, I'm Erin Gleason. I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new kid. I think that we should get together and try them all to see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me.